Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And Elon Musk's big hole.
There's a job fair today, and you have to apply to come to the thing today where you can apply.
So you have to apply to apply.
Right.
Okay.
So apparently, if they deem you to be in the club.
Okay, you can move to the next level.
Then they tell you where it is.
Where it is.
Or they come find you, they throw you in the back of a windowless van, they throw a hood over your head, they drive in circles so you don't know where you're going, and then they bring you to the event.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
The people at Nextdoor.com, kind of the neighborhood website,
right?
They have figured out the top friendly neighborhoods, the friendliest ones in Nashville.
Okay.
In the area.
All right.
And it's kind of, I would love to have you guess.
Okay.
So a lot of these neighborhoods, you know, one of those, if you don't live in that neighborhood, you don't know the name of it.
Right.
But kind of, if you can get the parts of town, I'm going to see if you can guess. Who do you think is the friendliest part of town?
Well, I'm partial to Murfreesboro, so I'm going to guess Murfreesboro is a friendly place.
I think it was just Davidson County.
Okay, all right. So you're being elitist.
It's the immediate Nashville elitist.
not us Rutherford County outsiders.
Oh, stop it. Think about it. Most people in Rutherford County are like, I'm not going to Nashville.
That's too far.
Like 7 hours away.
That's right. I'm in Murfreesboro. I'm not driving all the way to Smyrna.
No.
Okay, in the immediate Nashville area. Okay. Let's guess Leaper's Fork.
Not on the list.
Okay, all right. Bellevue?
Bellevue area is represented on the list.
Okay, all right.
They're in the top 10.
All right.
Now, that is a very expensive part of town.
Yeah.
The actual top ones are not like the super expensive neighborhoods.
Okay.
So they're saying it's the neighborhoods that have sidewalks.
Yeah.
Front porches where people say hi.
Okay.
More likely to get a email from the homeowners association about a bake sale than a violation of the code.
Okay. Let's see. Is like the Nations area? Is that on the list? Got one.
That is the number one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very nice. There's a nice vibe to that area. It hasn't been overrun yet.
Yeah. They say it's like
yet.
It's a mix of people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of got its own vibe.
Yeah.
And people walk a lot. And are outside. And, you know, it's got the mix of history and a little bit of, like, hip new places to eat and grab a coffee.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So cool.
So some of the other ones on the list, and like I said, some of the, like, Sylvan Park was the next one, which is, you know, really nice part of town. There's a little money there, too.
Yeah.
Also, Charlotte Park, Creve Hall area, which is kind of, like, just north of Brentwood.
Right.
The White Bridge Road area. And most of these seem to be kind of on the west side and the northwest side of Nashville, which is like, that's kind of a shift. I think that might have been like an East Nashville title like 10 years ago.
Right, and it's kind of moving.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're a constantly changing area.
And Old Hickory Village is also on the list.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's an old movie line. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. So for the second time in a week, airspace over Texas was shut down because the U.S. military shot something down with a laser. Both times, they said it was a cartel drone from Mexico.
Yes.
Both times, it was not.
Okay.
Last week, they shot down some party balloons with a laser. And yesterday, they shot down a Border Patrol drone, an ICE drone, was shot down by the U.S. military.
Shot down like one of our own drones.
Yep. With a military laser.
All right. Okay.
And then they shut everything down. They're like, wait, we can't be firing lasers and shooting things down. Nobody's talking to each other. And then they open the airspace back up.
Okay.
This is like twice in a week. But it's just they're blasting things out of the sky that aren't the things they say they are. And then everybody goes, well then just nobody fly.
Yeah.
Because we got to keep it safe.
Just keep all the lasers out of Texas.
It's a little weird.
Have you ever wondered what Mike Lindell has been up to? You know, the MyPillow guy who was in the news so much a few years ago. Well, he has started his own 24-hour news channel. It's called Lindell TV. It's mostly about politics and him selling stuff.
Okay.
He sells his pillows and a bunch of other crap. And he
missed
also...
Missed a chance to call it MyPillow Talk.
Yes. He's also running for governor of Minnesota. So there you go. The MyPillow guy is very busy right now.
So Burger King is implementing AI at their restaurants, and it's going to be monitoring the conversations between the person with the headset inside the restaurant and you at the drive-thru.
Okay.
They say it's going to, you know, help monitor customer interactions. They say it's mostly there as a coaching tool for Burger King employees to catch them if they're not saying friendly things like please and thank you enough.
Yeah. I know a lot of drive-thrus you go through and it'll start with AI where it goes, will you be using the app today? And you go, and you say no. And then some other guy comes on and goes, yeah, what do you want?
It's pretty much how AI is working a lot, right?
Exactly.
Like, do you ever have a problem? You're like, oh, I need to talk to this company about getting a refund. And they get, well, our AI can help you. And then the AI tells you immediately, I can't help you. I'm going to connect you with a person.
I'm just a computer. What am I? I got no money. I'm a computer. Pretty exciting news. If you'd like to work on Elon Musk's big hole.
There's a job fair today.
The Boring Company is looking for people.
Yeah, and this is great. I hope people who have the skills can get great jobs. They sent out a tweet. It said they're looking for engineers, operations leaders, electricians, welders, etc.
Right.
For their hiring event today, which you're not allowed to know where. It's in a secret location they have not divulged, and you have to apply to come to the thing today where you can apply.
So you have to apply to apply.
Right.
Okay.
So apparently if they deem you to be in the club.
Okay, you can move to the next level.
Then they tell you where it is.
Where it is.
Or they come find you, they throw you in the back of a windowless van, they throw a hood over your head, they drive in circles so you don't know where you're going, and then they bring you to the event. I'm not sure which. It's
either
one
way
of those.
It works, yeah. Yes. And I'm assuming you just end up underground somewhere.
Right.
That's where they're doing their drilling.
They're asking for people with these skills, with beady eyes, and able to see in the dark.
And know how to keep their mouth shut. If they know what's good for them.
Yes. The company that is like the king of transparency.
Yes.
Everything is done without you knowing about it. We'll tell you about it later.
When it's done, we'll let you know.
It's a secret.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you'd like to apply, how does one go about applying?
Boring Company's X profile.
Okay.
They've
and
tweeted
a link
it
there.
Out.
If you get approval to be approved to maybe get approval later.
Then you're allowed to come today
between
11 and 3.
Okay. At a location nobody knows about.
Exactly.
Sounds great.
It's their way of saying no riffraff.
Feeling good like I should. When in dark a walk around the neighborhood.
Proving once again that dogs are the best thing on the planet. In Toronto, Canada, a 89-year-old retired police officer named Mickey was out moving snow around and all of a sudden slipped and fell on the ice and realized that he couldn't get up. He had one of the life alert, you know, things. I fall and I can't get up. Yeah. But he couldn't reach it. It was in his pocket. And he'd fallen on it, and he couldn't reach it. So, well, he started to panic after a few minutes.
To the last resort, I start yelling for help.
And somebody did hear him yell for help. It was a 7-year-old dog next door named Rosa, a rescue dog herself. And I guess heard his pleas for help and started barking like crazy. And the owner said, well, this is kind of unusual for Rosa to do this. So went outside to see what was going on and got Mickey the attention he needed and got an ambulance. And he's going to be okay.
That's amazing.
Could have ended up a lot differently if it wasn't for Rosa's help. And, of course, Mickey was very happy.
I brought her some cookies the next day.
Good.
Yeah. She's a lifesaver. I think so anyways.
Hey, dogs. There's nothing dogs can't do.
I love these stories. It's like the movie where they go like, yeah. What's that, Rosa?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The rescue dog? Somebody needs help?
She wants us to follow her.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. If you want to see a video of Rosa and a very grateful Mickey, you can follow Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim on Facebook, or you can go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Aight, it is showtime. Ready for Gender Wars. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can contact them, localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Jennifer in Antioch. For the guys, we have Steve in Hermitage. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question to warm up with.
Yeah, let's start with you, Jennifer. What's something you love that people wouldn't expect?
I love to take old things and make them look new. I love to restore.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I love the before and afters. I watch videos of that stuff all
the
time.
Yeah, that's great.
What about you, Steve? Something you love that people wouldn't expect?
About 3 months out of the year, I like to get dressed up as the Grinch and go and be jerks to people at the golf course for fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, you just gave it away. That's Steve in the costume.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, if you were curious. Oh, that's great.
It's more of a surprise show of in July. all right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you both have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Jennifer, does the classic Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Total Recall mostly take place on the moon, Mars, or Jupiter?
Screw.
Okay, using the screw already. All right. All right. Steve, she hopes you don't know this. Total Recall, would that mostly take place on the moon, Mars, or Jupiter?
Let's say Mars?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
That actually is the correct answer.
That is the correct answer.
So Steve gets a point for that.
All right.
Oh, Jennifer, always risky using the screw early. Steve, here's a question officially designed for you. If you visit VeraBradley.com, are you shopping for cosmetics, handbags, or wedding dresses?
Wedding dresses?
No.
Handbags.
Confidently, too.
Yeah, you're thinking of Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Wrong Vera.
You're always thinking about Vera Wang. All right, here we go. Jennifer, you can tie it back up here. Slash is the lead guitarist of what classic rock band?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. All right,
Jesus,
you got
don't
one.
Don't insult me.
Okay.
Of course it is. Steve.
And Velvet Revolver.
All right.
See, she's going deep knowledge on us. Steve, on a bottle of sunscreen, what do the letters SPF stand for?
Oh, my goodness. Sun Protection Foundation?
Oh, that's close.
So close.
That's close.
Sun Protection Factor.
Factor. That's why they give it a number. Okay, we're tied up one apiece. Going to the last set of questions. Jennifer, hockey legend Wayne Gretzky is known as the Great What?
The Great Gretzky?
No. He's the Great One is what they call him.
Simpler than you thought.
The Great One.
Steve, if you get this right, you win. If not, we go to overtime.
Pressure.
What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl name?
Oh, no. Screw.
All right, he's throwing it your way. Jennifer, does she know Guns N' Roses and Spice Girl names? Victoria Beckham, Spice Girl name, what was it?
Oh, gosh, what was it?
Yeah,
what was it?
We got an answer.
Ran out of time.
Ran out of time.
Steve gets it.
It was Posh Spice.
Good use of the screw, Steve.
You'll know next time.
Last second. Grab those tickets away from Jennifer. We had a great time playing with you guys.
Wow.
You're going to go see the Eagles May 9th, First Bank Stadium, Vanderbilt University, courtesy of Woody and Jim. Thanks for winning. Good job on Gender Wars. Totally Hits, 93.3.
Gina had her baby back in December, little Paisley.
She's been raising Paisley for the last couple of months.
Maternity leave.
At home.
Yeah, and she's going to be joining us back in here Monday morning.
I'm excited. Slightly sad, obviously, but I'm excited to feel like myself a little bit again.
Right.
So everybody's been asking, who's going to watch the baby?
Yeah, so Landon actually is able to work nights, and then I'll obviously work early mornings. So we don't need daycare right now. We've got it kind of figured out. Hopefully we won't have to use that, but yeah.
Yeah, so your husband, Landon, works, and he's still working at the Post Malone's bar?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's still trying to get his real estate license. He's back on that, too. So.
Okay. So he's going to come home at, like, you know, right about the time you're leaving for work, and you just hand the baby to him and say, good luck.
yep, passing her, and we're, like, passing ships in the night right now. Yep, a little bit.
You figure it out as you go along.
Yeah.
You're, of course, welcome to bring baby Paisley to the show whenever you need to. Just remember, the owner says, nope, we're not going to pay anybody for coming in on the show. Paisley's coming in as a volunteer employee.
Pretty much all of us are working on that basis here. Exactly. We're all kind of volunteers.
yeah, we're kind of already used to that.
So what kind of personality has Paisley revealed?
She's sassy. She'll like spit her binky out and kind of stare at you and then wait for you to put it back in her mouth, or like she'll get upset. But like she's the one that spit her own binky out, you know? She's like, ha-ha, I'm just going to make your life miserable on purpose. So that's fun. When she smiles, she's starting to smile now, which is like so fun. But she like, it like lights up her whole face and like her whole body when she smiles.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's really cute. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Gina. She's coming back to the show on Monday.
Yeah.
After having her baby in December. We're really excited.
Well, thanks guys. I've missed you guys a lot. So I'm really excited to come back. It's going to be a little sad, but I'm really excited to come back.
You remember how to do this?
I don't know. We're going to have to see. I feel like it's going to be trial by fire again. I thought about that the other day. Like, oh, man, can I still do it?
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you figure it out. Tell us how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After 2 days off of the weekend, you know, we always have to be retrained when we come back here on Mondays anyway. So, well, enjoy the few moments of freedom you have left, and we'll see you Monday morning, okay?
Yes. Thanks, guys. I'll see you bright and early. I'm excited.
Cool.
Woo-hoo.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gina. This is probably the strangest walrus penis story you'll hear today.
Of all the walrus penis stories, this is the weirdest.
I'm guessing.
All right.
I'm feeling pretty confident. So there's a restaurant called Donkey's Place. By the way.
All right. Classy already.
It's a cheesesteak landmark restaurant, and it was like once featured by Anthony Bourdain as a great place.
Okay.
So they had a walrus penis as one of the decorations in the store.
Okay.
I don't know why, but every restaurant should probably have one, right? So the walrus penis was up on a display on the wall.
Yes.
And a customer asked if he could look at it.
Uh-huh.
So they took it off the wall and handed it to him so he could look at it.
Yes.
Up close. But that's when he ran out.
He ran out
with the walrus
penis.
Now, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to keep things cool here.
Right.
The restaurant said, we have video of the guy.
Okay.
We have his credit card information, so we know who the guy is.
So they could charge him for the walrus penis on his Visa card.
But they don't want him.
Okay.
They just want the walrus penis back.
See, they just want what's rightfully theirs to return.
They put out a plea on social media. We just want it back. Bring it back. It all's good.
Now, was it in a like, you know, shadow box or anything, or is it just clamped to the wall?
Hanging on the wall,
just hanging on the wall. Okay. If you're on the run with the walrus penis, please turn yourself in.
One bad apple spoils the walrus penis fun for everybody.
That's so true.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Weight loss is a big industry right now. The FDA has just approved a new weight loss balloon that you can swallow.
Okay.
I guess it just fills up your stomach with a balloon so you get full faster.
Doesn't sound like anything could go wrong there.
No. I imagine, you know, the balloon eventually makes its way on that, you know, magical journey through your body, and then you eventually see it again.
Right?
But, yeah.
Or unless it stays where it's supposed to go.
I don't
know. How does it do that? With hooks?
Ew.
Okay. So, did the Tampa International Airport start banning Crocs and pajamas for their travelers? Their official Twitter account, or X, should I say, has said, yes, that we are banning those things. But they went on later to say it was just a joke.
Right.
We're just kidding around.
Yeah.
But it also comes after the fact that the transportation secretary kind of hinted that
maybe we should dress up when we go
fly. We should not
fly.
Allow people with pajamas to be on airplanes.
Yeah. Let's all wear suits and ties and fancy dresses like we were in the 50s. Back when they served cocktails and let everybody smoke.
That's right. I'm kind of torn on this. Like, do we need to dress a little better than we do for Walmart at 3 a.m?
Yeah.
But I don't really care that much.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It doesn't affect you personally.
Right.
There's sadness in a camel beauty contest in the Middle East. Apparently, 20 camels have been disqualified. Because they've been tampered with. Apparently, they caught some of the camels using Botox.
Stop it.
I know.
like the Real Housewives of Abu Dhabi.
That's right.
They got plastic surgery on their camels.
It's one of these camels looks a little too Christy Nomi, so no, sorry. And apparently, this is the second time it's happened.
Wow.
Do they have to cheat with everything? Even a camel beauty contest?
Can we keep the integrity of camel beauty contests
That's
intact?
Right. If you're just in it for the sport, the love of the sport.
Man, it's just not as pure as it was.
I know.
So, you know, I do some volunteer work at Nashville Catholic Radio. Low power religious station here in Nashville. You can mostly hear it on the west side. So, like, I'm always doing something for that. Some of it's busy work. Some of it's interesting and fun. I also get, like, the emails and messages about from anybody that's, you know, curious about something or wants to complain.
Okay.
So I got
complaints always fun.
Yeah. So there was, like, a guest on one of the shows, and, you know, we had their phone number on our website. So
okay.
People wanted it. They go to our website. They can figure out, okay, this is how I get in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get this message from this guy in all caps.
Oh, wait. So he's yelling.
I went to the website. And the phone number was wrong.
Uh-oh.
It's disconnected.
Uh-oh.
And he's just going off about me. Like, get your stuff straight. Figure the stuff out before you put it out on the radio and before you put it on your website.
So this is the hill he wants to die on.
Yes. So I found, like, oh, he's right. That number is disconnected. So
yes.
I found another phone number, and
okay.
I sent it to him. And I said, yeah, so sorry. Yeah, here's another number for you to try. He said, okay, well, thank you. Because I wanted to share with your guest, possibly giving my services as an anger management counselor.
Oh, my God.
The guy went off on
me. He's an anger management counselor, and he went crazy angry.
He lost it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is somebody tooling me? Is this
That's
a prank?
Funny.
Because this is hilarious.
That's right. I'm the angriest angry management person ever.
I need to take my own course.
Wow. That's like back when doctors used to smoke in the face.
It's like a blatant contradiction. What do you got going on this weekend? Well, I know we're both going to be at Unleashed, the
right.
big gala for the National Humane Association at the Hilton tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Hilton downtown. It's going to be a lot of fun. Other than that, tonight my girlfriend and I are going to get together, and we're going to watch the season finale of Traitors.
Oh, man. Everybody I know loves the show.
That's a hot show right now, and she's kind of got me hooked on it. So, you know, we're trying to stay off social media so there's no spoilers.
Okay.
It happened last night, so we're watching it tonight.
Gotcha.
Because we have to watch it together.
You're
damn
a media
it.
Blackout.
Yep.
Get it.
And I'll be getting together with my son and his wife and grandkids probably after church on Sunday. So
yeah.
Haven't seen them for a while. They've been kind of sick.
Be going out probably fish fry later today for
nice.
Dinner.
And
very then Sunday evening, got a rec league hockey game in Antioch.
Very cool. That's going to be fun. And we'll catch you back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.